Welcome to this week's podcast from Planet Shakers in Melbourne, Australia. For more details, check out planetshakers.com. We hope you enjoy this message.
If we only knew the power of our words, if we only understood that our words form our worlds, what if we knew that our words had the power to either build up or tear down? To breathe life or to drown, then how would we speak? Because they do. And the truth is, the same words that formed all of creation, chose the stars' formation, and have the power to change my situation lie on the tip of my tongue. But the last time I remember speaking about the things that could be was when I was young, before the world told me the reality of what things should be. So much easier to see the facts of what is than to see the truth of what will be. So much easier to see where someone's at than where they could be. But if where we're at now is a result of what we spoke out yesterday, then maybe tomorrow looks like the sound of what we say today. My words form my reality. So time for a reality check. When I get what I declared, am I surprised? What did I expect? My future will simply reflect the things I've announced out of my own mouth. We're too much like our Father to not be powerful. Every word carries weight in every sentence, in every statement. No second wasted. As soon as they go out, they begin to create and form and shape, molding and crafting this future landscape. Maybe. Just maybe, I have the power every second of every hour to bring hope to the hopeless, life to the lifeless, simply by what I choose to say every single day. We have to grasp that what we say matters. It either unifies or it scatters. It brings clarity or confusion, vision or an illusion, life or death, all in the power of my tongue.
You know, there's great power in our words. They form life and death. You know, our words have the capacity to form our worlds. We saw up there that it was actually God brought us into being by His words. Last few weeks we've been talking about a series that we're going to run in August. Today, obviously, we're starting that series and it's just the beginning. But I want to encourage you. Think about your words. If I think about my words, some of them just fall to the ground. But there's power in words.
Today I want to continue on releasing heaven on earth. We're going to be sharing on, did God say, the power of your words. What does God say about you? You know, we've often taught that words create our worlds. If you look at the creation story, God's word created the earth. So let there be light. There was light. He created the heavens and the earth. So words have creative power. We've been talking about the fourth dimension life where there is God, the devil and man, and who you agree with, whether it's God or devil in the fourth dimension, changes your third dimension. And the four elements that you release from the fourth dimension actually have effect on the third dimension. So we talked about dreams, and dreams are powerful because God dreamed first, then He created second. Yeah. So dream, God is a dreamer and a creator. Yeah. We talk about faith. We will be talking about that more and more, how our faith realm released in the fourth dimension changes the third dimension. The currency of heaven is faith. Heaven is the unseen realm. And so what we release from heaven in the unseen realm is released onto earth. So it's my faith that accesses miracle. It's my faith that accesses breakthrough. It's my faith that accesses blessing. We'll talk about that later in coming series. Our thinking, the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So our thinking needs to be formed in the fourth dimension. That's why the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, starts with our Father who in heaven, because God wants to get our thoughts from a heavenly realm. So when we come to speak about our problems on earth, which are our natural realm, we have faith from our and our thinking from the fourth dimension to then establish how we communicate into the third dimension, which leads me to the fourth really critical part of our life is words. The Bible says it in Proverbs 18:21. It says, death and life, this is pretty amazing, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. So death and life are in the power of the tongue. So let's think about the fourth dimension. So if words, who you agree with in the fourth dimension, whether it's God's words about you, and you speak out those words of life, actually creates life. If you agree with what the devil says about you and you speak negativity, depression, discouraging words, pull down words, you're actually releasing death in your words. Your words have power. They have creative power, just like God had creative power, because we're made in the image of God. And so as we're made in the image of God, He's given us that same creative power through our words. You know, that's why our words are so important. Of course, our words aren't as perfect as God's are. You know, he's the original, you know. We're not as perfect as Him, but we still have a creative power like Him. So if you speak over your life, I'm useless, I'll never have this happen. I'll give you an example. I'm looking for a partner in my life. I'll never find that partner. I'll never find a husband. I'll never find a wife. Guess what? Those words have power. And what they do is establish the realm around you that actually is released. But if you're saying, no, I declare what God says, that I will have a great partner, or I'll have a great family, or I'll be blessed. So what happens is you are now hearing what you're saying. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So our faith is built by what we hear. So think about that in the negative. If we hear negative, guess what we're building? Negative faith. Because faith is belief. So we're believing what the enemy says about us, or what life says about us, far greater than what God says about us. So when we speak out those words, I can't do this. In the Bible, there's no I can't. There is I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. So our words declare who we are. God said. And that's what we've got to constantly get our language into, what God said. I remember when we started Planet Shakers Church, we moved over to Melbourne, and I thought everybody would celebrate and cheer what was happening. You know, here's Planet Shakers, yes, worship coming to Melbourne, and a conference and stuff like that. But it was silence. In fact, people would just smile at me and go, great. You know, I remember one person actually said to me, if you do well, that's good for the state. If you don't do well, we don't all look so bad. So those words actually had power in me, because I went, well, you don't believe in me. And I remember I got up one time early on and I said, I don't plan to go to a small church, I plan to go to a big church. And some people thought that was an arrogant statement. Actually, no, it was what I had seen God show me in prayer. And so we declared what God had said. They said to us that you couldn't get into schools or wouldn't be able to do university ministry. And I said, no, schools will open up to us. I said, no, university will be open to us. And now we're almost in every campus. We have a club in almost every campus in Melbourne and Geelong. We're in schools in high demand with Planet Shaker student services. We're bringing words of hope through the No Bull program, through the identity program, through dreams. Well, if I had allowed the words of the enemy to form my world and come into agreement with it and let that affect me, then it would have stopped me from being who I was called to be. So I had to come into agreement with what God said. Everywhere your foot tread, you'll leave an inheritance. And I spoke that out over my future, because our words become manifest in our life. Words actually become like a boomerang to you. They come back to you. I remember when I was a kid, there was a person I was fighting with, and my defense mechanism was to tell them I hated them. I hate you, I hate you, I would say. Now, I didn't mean it. It was a defense mechanism. But later on in life, 30 years later, you know, through circumstances, there was a moment that I actually thought I did hate that person. Why? Because words are like a boomerang. So you've got to be careful what your words say. You know, our words tend to exert equal amount of influence, as I said before, on the speaker and the hearer, as well as anyone else who might be spoken about. I've had people come who I've had a good opinion of, what my gut said about them, they're amazing. And then I had someone say, oh, that person's like this and that person's like that, and you need to watch that person. And in the good intentions of what that person was saying, my viewpoint was muddied because of their words. As we started with, there's life and death in the power of the tongue. So our words give life. Now, that doesn't mean our words can't correct, because sometimes you need to bring correction, but they all always need to do with the basis of love. So God will correct us, and His words will say, that's wrong behavior, but He'll never say that you're a loser or you're a hopeless. He'll say, change the behavior to make you a winner. So God, our words always need to be rooted in love. You know, sometimes we pursue the Great Commission first over the Great Commandment. The greatest thing that we should pursue is the commandment, greatest commandment, love the Lord your God and love others as yourself. And then out of that love, we pursue the Great Commission, because the Great Commission is based in love. So everything we do in our words should come out of rooted out of a place of love for ourselves that we found in God, and our love for others that we've found in God. See, many times we speak negatively about others because we think negatively about ourselves. We have to put other people down to make us feel better. I've fallen into that trap. You think about the story of the prodigal and the older brother. The older brother did all the right things, but his words pulled down his younger brother. Why? Because his older brother had an image problem inside. And so because of his words saying, you do this and that for him, he never received what his father had for him. So what we've got to do is we've got to come into agreement with what God says, and we've got to let His word get in us. If you have no word in you, how are you going to let the word out of you? If you have, you know, the media or negativity or the internet or this or that or some magazine that's filling your life with words, guess what's going to come out? The words that you feed into your life is the words that you'll release out of your life. So we've got to fill our life with the word of God. So when the enemy comes in and says, you're this or that, let's say you mess up in life or something's happened in your life, you can come into agreement with what the enemy says about you or even what people say about you. Or you can come into agreement. You can say, yes, that happened and I repent for that. But now I come into agreement with what God says about me, what He says about my future, what He says about my life. When people hurt you in your life, you can come in agreement with that hurt, or you can come in agreement with what God says. I love what Dr. Michael Maiden said. He said, you can't forget what you don't forgive. And how you start forgiving is through your declaration. And if you declare it long enough, you know, I love that picture that he said, that how when he was forgiving those people that he had that train, he had that picture of a train, and at the front of the train, the part that powered the train was faith, and at the end of the train was forgiveness. And he decided to bless out of faith, not out of feelings. He let his words start coming into his hearing, which then started building faith in his life, and then ultimately took away the pain, and he was able to forgive. But it started with his words. God said, what is God saying about your life? What has God said about your future? That's why you've got to have the mind of Christ and have the dreams of God and declare them as He's given to you. Because as you declare them, no matter what storm comes your way, no matter what situation you have, God's purpose, the Bible says, He who started a good work in you will be completed in you. The things that stop the completion sometimes is what we agree with and what we declare. So declare words of hope. Declare words of life. Declare words of breakthrough. Declare words of hope aloud. Just don't think them. Declare them aloud. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. God's promises are yes and amen. He says, I can see this happen. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the lame will walk. We will see cities taken for the glory of God. We'll see cities bow to the knee of Jesus. We'll see miracles, signs, wonders. See, words from God are words of love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God looked at man and he was pleased, very pleased. He wasn't disappointed with you. He wasn't discouraged by you. He knows all about you. So come into agreement with what he said, no matter what life has said to you, and see what you can create through the creative ability God has given you to declare.
You know, isn't it amazing that our words, a statement was made then, have the power to create, and they equally have the power to destroy. I don't know about you, but when I see a drama like that, I'm filled with two emotions. One of some of the great things that I've said, but man, I'm also filled with some of those times when I remember, I put my foot in it. I said something, whether it was accidentally or intentionally, and later regretted it. I don't know about you, but that happens pretty frequently for me. Words have power. Words form our worlds, and other people's worlds can be formed by our words. So, you know, as I think about that, I often also think, well, what does God think about me? Is he disappointed with me? Is he discouraged because I haven't lived up to the expectation? But as we heard in that word from Pastor Russell, no, he's not. If we can continue just to keep bringing ourselves under him, he's a loving father. The great commandment, he loves us. He loves us. But there's a responsibility that comes once we know him. That as much as his words were so powerful that they formed our world, in fact, they formed each and every one of us, that's how powerful his words are, we too carry that level of power. But today we don't have to live under condemnation because he loves us. Oh, he loves us. Thank you, Lord, that you love me even though I get it wrong. Just like Kate, sometimes I muck it up. But thank you for loving me. Today, I want you, just for a moment, where you're sitting, to hear some words that are compiled directly from the Word of God. A love letter, if you like, from your Father. Because he wants to speak some words over you to assure you and remind you he loves you.
My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all of your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. For you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. And I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book. And I determined the exact time of your birth and even where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I've been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I'm not a distant and angry God, but am the complete expression of love. And it's my desire to lavish that love on you simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand, for I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope because I love you with an everlasting love. And my thoughts toward you are as countless as the sand on the seashore. I even rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul, and I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I'll give you the desires of your heart. For it's I who gave you those desires, and I'm able to do more for you than you could possibly even imagine. For I am your greatest encourager. I'm also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you were brokenhearted, I'm close to you. And as a shepherd carries a lamb, I've carried you close to my heart. And one day I will wipe away every tear from your eyes. I'll take away all the pain you've suffered on this earth. I am your Father, and I love you even as I love my son, Jesus. For in Jesus, my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I'm not counting your sins against you. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I loved that I may gain your love. And if you receive the gift of my son, Jesus Christ, you receive me. And nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home, and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I've always been your father, and I always will be your father. My question is, will you be my child? I'm waiting for you.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. We pray that you were truly blessed by what you heard. For more details, check out planetshakers.com.